Amen and amen. I welcome everyone to today's session of our fellowshipping in God's presence. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will open our hearts and prepare them ready and attentive to receive His power that will enable us to excel as we obey His commands. The title of our message today is Obedience is a Powerful Formula to Excel. I will repeat. Obedience is a powerful formula that will make me and you excel. Obedience is a powerful formula to excel for success, to excel to receive blessings from the Lord, to excel for spiritual excellence that stamps up your love and trust in God. True obedience flows from God. Actually, true obedience flows from the love that you have for God, not fear or obligation. Therefore, it is very important for us to know and understand how powerful it is that our success is attached to our obedience to God, which means to excel powerfully in this life, we must prioritize our obedience to His word. We need to take our spiritual growth more seriously. We need to absolutely trust God and maintain our unwavering faith in Him, no matter what. When you put your entire trust in God, He is with you wherever you go. And your success is tied to consistently studying and following God's commands without you turning back. Let us read together Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9 says, have not I commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. These are key principled formulas stated here that will make you a success. Rely completely on God's strength rather than your own. Meditate, declare God's word, and study His word day and night. Act in obedience to His word. God's presence and empowerment for success come through deep engagement with His word that leads you to strength, that leads you to give you strength, it leads you to give you wisdom, because you find wisdom in the word of God, and it gives you confidence. Obedience is a powerful formula because it acts as a foundational principle of trust and discipline that strengthens our relationship with God. Our obedience to God also helps us to overcome failures. Obedience is considered to be a powerful formula for success. And it helps us to excel in life when you are obedient, because it links us with our human actions and the divine wisdom of God. By your obedience, you unlock blessings. Your obedience becomes a proof of your act of faith and your love for God. Your obedience lets you grow. It helps you to grow in understanding God's heart and His desires. Your obedience to God is seen as a partnership with a higher power that helps you to excel and be successful. Your obedience to God is a covenantal relationship where you follow His commands and they lead you to divine favor. They lead you to divine provision. They lead you to divine protection and even divine prosperity. Let us read together this total package of blessings for obedience found in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 14. I would please want each and everyone listening to me right now to follow through diligently as we read together. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 14. 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Verse 7. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Woo! Verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. The last verse 14 says, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left hand, to go after other gods to serve them. Wow. Doesn't God love you so much? Hearing and obeying God's words brings blessing into our daily life. It brings blessing into your work. It brings blessing into your education. It brings blessings into your businesses. And everything else that you do is blessed. Let me share with you the condition of receiving all these blessings in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verse 1 says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands, he will exalt you above all nations, and all these blessings will come on you. Then in verse 9, he says, if thou shalt keep his commandments and walk in his ways, he will establish you as holy people unto himself. Brethren, you earn all these blessings just by obeying and walking in God's way. Why won't you want to obey him? Not just that, God will open his heavens to bless all your work and everything else that concerns you. These blessings covers every aspect of your life. He says, blessed shall be the fruit of your body. You are blessed in the city and in your country with abundant fruit, crops, and livestock. Blessed are you in your going out, and blessed are you in your coming in. He went on to say, the Lord shall make the enemies that rise up against you to flee before you. They shall come in one way, but they shall flee in seven ways. They will scatter. Verse 10 now says, all the people of the earth will see that you are called by God's name, and they shall fear you. See verse 12's declaration. Just see verse 12's declaration. If you've been looking at yourself as a small person, I feel sorry for you, because I know I'm not. I don't know about you. The Lord said, you will lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow from any. It means all the debt you owe today, God will pay them all. Just be obedient. Not only that, you will have so much that you'll be able to lend to not just one person, two persons, many, many nations. It is God's word. And the Lord said, he will make you the head and not the tail. Let me pray this prayer according to verse 12 for each and every one of us. I pray and declare that God will open the heavens to send you his great treasure, his good treasure. Open them that will enable you to lend to many nations, and you will never ever borrow again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As you understand God's word, it leads you to live it out with ease. God's word now gives you strength, now gives you encouragement, now gives you that inner power. When you know that there's nothing you cannot have, because you are a child of the living God. Your obedience is also linked to your promise of divine blessings. Genesis chapter 22, verse 18. Genesis chapter 22, verse 18 says, and in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. You know who was that for? For Papa Abraham, our father of faith. This promise from God came to Abraham as a result of his full willingness to obey God by sacrificing his only son, Isaac. This was Abraham's demonstration of his absolute trust in God. Because of his obedience, This blessing extends beyond just the nation of Israel. It includes all the families of the it includes all the families and nations of this earth. It includes you and I. Obedience is all about trusting God's direction over human understanding, which will result in a transformed, successful life for you. Obedience can lead you to eat the good of the land. Listen to what Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, "If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land." If ye will be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. It's God's word. This is a promise to those who are willing and obedient to do God's will. They will eat the good of the land. The full enjoyment of God's blessings are experienced by those who choose to live in obedience to Him. Obedience can act as the key to financial increase, to favor, and to your advancement in life. Job 36 verse 11 says, "If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures." So I will say, obedience is the hard proof of who you believe in. I will repeat, obedience is the hard proof of who you believe in. If you choose to obey God, your obedience to God shows that you trust Him enough to act on His word. Not just sometimes, at all times. Your obedience to God shows that you honor Him, not when He favors you, but at all times. Your obedience to God demonstrates that you are true. It demonstrates your true discipleship. Because as a true disciple, it shows that you are obeying God as you follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his footsteps." That you, ye should follow his footsteps. Jesus is our ultimate model to follow in this world. As Christians, we are to maintain integrity and trust in God, rather than react when people offend you with malice or react with revenge or violence. Even when you are misunderstood or abused, follow the footsteps of Jesus. Follow Jesus' footsteps and make God your righteous judge, not take laws into your hands. Your obedience shows that you are faithfully committed to God and that you love Him. According to John chapter 14 verse 15, John chapter 14 verse 15 says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." If you love me, keep my commandments. The Bible emphasizes that obedience is more important than offering sacrifices. Just keep his commandments. Your obedience to God automatically gives you power over sin and strengthens your ability to resist any kind of temptation. Even when they have a big suitcase full of dollars, you will not fall because you know who you have. Your obedience to God shows that you are capable of resisting temptation and that you are able to overcome every obstacle in your life. Not because your medication has not been working all this time. you decide to go into the way of the world and compromise, and your situation becomes more complicated. Go to God first. Whatever ailment you have, whatever situation you are experiencing, whatever the attack is, either you can speak to man or not, speak to God and speak to God first. Your obedience to God helps you develop this deep, intimate relationship with God. It makes you put God first in everything. Obedience is so important in our daily lives that it is not merely a formula to excel for material success. No, but it is the foundational pathway to divine blessing, spiritual maturity, and lasting prosperity in God's eyes. Because some prosperity don't last. But when you obey God, yours lasts forever. Therefore, to obey God is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 says, "And Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." This comment was made by Prophet Samuel as he rebuked King Saul for disobeying God's commands. And God's command to him was to destroy the Amalekites. It shows that King Saul prioritized his personal gain over divine instructions. It cost him a lot, because this verse illustrates that genuine obedience and a surrendered heart are more valuable to God than empty religious rituals or outward sacrifices. They mean nothing to him. Your heart, your obedience means everything to God. Brethren, this disobedience cost King Saul a lot. This was the turning point where God rejected King Saul as king due to his disobedience and the refusal to fully submit to divine authority. Sometimes we take God for granted because he does not whip us after the first mistake we make. We make another second one. He doesn't come and check us. We make another one again. He gives you room. Don't tempt God. Just surrender your heart. Be obedient. That's all he's asking you. And leave everything. Don't look at your brother that is excelling or prospering. Don't look at your sister or your classmate that has gotten 10,000 houses. Don't look at anybody. Look at your whole future, your pathway. And you will see that the contentment, the health, the blessings, the anointing, the power that you have, none of those people have them. Obedience is a powerful formula that enables you to excel, because obedience to the world acts as a motivator for God's blessings and favor to come into your life. True obedience strengthens your walk with God. Yes, but genuine success, let me repeat, true obedience strengthens your walk with God. But genuine success is defined as walking in God's ways, which leads to prosperity in all endeavors. I say again, Job chapter 36, verse 11 says, "If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures." This is the word of God. Elihu, speaking to Job during this comment was mentioned by Elihu. While speaking to Job, he presented a traditional view of covenant blessing. The core message here is that serving God and obeying him leads you to peace and have abundance. Obedience is linked to your healing. Let's read this story together. 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 1 to 14. Your obedience is linked to your healing. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 14 says, "Now Nahum, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Syria a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And she said unto her mistress," she did not shut her mouth like some of us would do. "And she said unto her mistress, Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." She was sure of the God that was in Samaria. She was sure of the God that she serves. She didn't keep her mouth shut. She saw, even though he was a big boss, but she was able to speak to her master, the wife of Naaman. Listen, though, she must have said it with confidence. So, "And one went in and told his Lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel." Remember, nobody mentioned her name. They called her maid. But she's remembered in heaven today. Verse 5 says, "And the king of Syria said, Go, I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver. He took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and changes of raiment." Oh. Verse 6, "And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy." Verse 7 says, "And it came to pass, when the king of Syria had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive? Make that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy. Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he secret against me." Apologize, it's a serious word, but I will tell you what amused me. This man, king of a nation, forgot that he has a prophet that can heal. Meanwhile, the maid that was thousands of miles away was able to remember that in Syria, I have a man of God that can heal. I have the presence of God that can heal. Verse 8. "And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel has rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. He shall know that there is a prophet in this ministry, fellowshipping in his presence, in Jesus' name. Amen." Verse 9. "So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper." Ooh, God does not work that way. Verse 12, "Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servant came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, wash and be clean. The last verse. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the Lord, of the man of God. And his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. This is the word of God. When Naaman, with leprosy, or let me say Naaman with leprosy, rolled up in front of Elisha's house that day, he was ready to buy his healing. He was ready to see the man of God face to face, doing some magical, some wonderful things. Little did he know, all that was needed for his healing was obedience. Obedience. Obedience can bring miracles. Naaman received his miracle that day because of his obedience to the man of God, Elisha, by dipping himself 7 times in Jordan River. May we always have the right people to counsel us to our victory and success in life. First, it was the maid to Naaman's wife that told them about the God in Samaria. Now, is the servants of Naaman calming him down to say, if they had told you to go and do this and do that, wouldn't you have done it? They called my father. If the man of God had told you to do some great things, wouldn't you have done it? Your active faith is not only when you hear the word of God, but by doing it and obeying it. James chapter 1 verse 22 to 25 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Don't just listen to God's teaching, put them into practice. Many hearing and not acting is self-deception. You are fooling yourself into thinking you are righteous when you are not. Let us all be doers of his word henceforth, because it is the word of God that sets us free from sin and shame when we obey. Jesus stated that obedience is the ultimate expression of love for him. So he says, if you love him, keep his commandments. If you love Jesus, then keep his commandments. The secret for us to excel and be successful in life is obedience. It is a powerful formula and method that brings in blessings. Remember the promises of God. Remember the promises God made to Abraham regarding blessing and inheritance. They were ultimately fulfilled, not through the collective physical descendants of the people of Israel, oh no, but through one specific descendant, Jesus Christ. This tells us that Jesus is the singular heir who brings redemption to all believers. Galatians chapter 3 verse 16 says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Let me read the NIV version, in case the King James version is a little bit complex for you. Galatians chapter 3 verse 16 says, the NIV version says, the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person, which is Christ. If you want to operate in continuous success and continue to use God's divine formulas to operate, it has to be done through Jesus Christ. You have to belong to his family. If you want to receive the full benefit of Abraham's blessings, you have to fully be obedient to our Father and our God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you are ready and willing to enjoy the full blessings of God and excel successfully in all that you do, there's no other way but to go through Jesus Christ, because he is the only way to God. John chapter 14 verse 6 says, John 14 verse 6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So now you know. So if you are ready to join Jesus' family and be fully committed and obedient to him, please repeat after me the prayer of salvation. Heavenly Father, I know that I've sinned against you. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, and he is alive. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life. Take absolute control of my life and write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I believe you've been blessed with this message. Join an amazing moment in God's presence by fellowshipping in his presence. There we'll learn and grow in God's words and prayer. It's a partnership with God's people and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Follow the link below to join us every Sunday and bi-weekly Wednesdays on our audio platforms. You are welcome.